for DJW, KQ4 QHV.
KQ4 QHV, W4 DJW. Hey, Nick.
Just that you were friends with Marty. Marty Hawkins?
He's really a friend of a friend. I only know him from that one trip that we made together. We spent about, oh, I don't know, 2 hours out in the woods with one of his hawks. I think it was a red-tail hawk. It was big. I got some really nice pictures with it flying right past me. Its feathers, you know, coming within a couple of inches of my face as I was taking a picture. Its wingtip feathers. It was some really cool pictures of the hawks in flight.
Yeah, Marty's a good dude. Real smart.
From him. In fact, I can't remember everything he told that he was teaching me about. Because before I came over, we went in and he was feeding some of them. He's got a few of them, and he was feeding some of the hawks. And then he got that one out. I think that one came from somewhere outside. And they had the hoods on them and all of that stuff, and he had the gloves with the protective leather on it. And it was amazing. It's like he communicated with that hawk is probably as easy as he communicated with me.
Toned it down just a little bit here recently. I'm not sure how much more weaponry he's got in him.
Did you say it was?
I think he started to dial back his commitment to the sport. It definitely takes a lot of time, you know, and he started doing some research with some plants.
He built that thing for the plants. He posted them online, the pictures of them. He built it out of the plastic tubes, and it's recycled water that just goes round and round in circles. Is that what you're talking about? That kind of stuff takes a lot of time. You know he's a ham radio operator also, right?
I did not. It seems the birds of a feather flock together, right?
He's a very intelligent person. I think he does electronics some too. I think that's how Johnny got to know him. So yeah, he's into a lot of stuff.
Get an opportunity to come out trapping with us. That's a little harder to coordinate. You ought to at least come out for a fly with us and bring your camera if you want.
Some batteries for it. My batteries are pretty old, so they don't hold up like they used to. So I'd have to get my cameras back. You know, having a phone camera on you everywhere you are all the time kind of takes away the need for a really high-speed, high-end camera. I mean, there's still the need is still there, but not near as much as it used to be.
Everybody's got a camera in their pocket these days.
If you knew, you know, in advance when you were going, I got some projects that are going to keep me busy to the middle of this month. And then I got to, you know, help somebody with some hanging some antennas shortly after that. And then I'd be free sometime latter part of this month.
These are still mostly in the trees, and so it's really much better after the canopy has dropped all of its foliage.
Still out and about. I don't know if that makes a difference to you. When we were out, the squirrels were what made everything exciting.
Happy little critters.
That's like they got eyes in the back of their head. That hawk would come around one side of the tree, go around the other side of the tree. A hawk would come back around that side of the tree, go around the other side of the tree. The squirrels are almost as smart as the hawks.
Professional hawk dodgers at this point.
Almost my two dogs saw a squirrel out in the backyard. She took off after that squirrel. And the squirrel just sat there, stood up on its back legs, curled his tail up on his back like they do, you know, he's standing up, or he or she, standing up on his back legs and his tail curled up on his back, and he's looking at Abby, the little one, the smaller one, and Abby's leash ran out, so she had to stop, and the squirrel just sat there, wasn't intimidated by that little dog at all.
And that dog doesn't stand much of a chance in catching him.
Right, the squirrel's got a climbing gear and like nothing else.
My claws are much, much sharper than you'd ever think. They literally don't have to grip the tree. It's pretty crazy.
If I had two pet squirrels, they fell out of the tree, and its mama wouldn't do anything for them, so I fed them, and I raised them. And I kept them in my airplane room because they would go wild. I'd take them outside, too, and they'd run through the trees and everything, and when they get tired, they'd come back to me, and we'd go back in the house. They were fun little creatures to have around while they lasted. One day while I was out flying, when I came back home, they had eaten the side of an airplane that had monocoat plastic on the side of it, and their digestive system just couldn't deal with that, so I lost two good, but they were fun little pets.
That was in the tree service, and he rescued some squirrels and had them as pets, and he was telling me they'd go up in the trees, and he could calm them down, and they'd come down to him, you know, and that is pretty neat.
So you have to spend I spent a lot of time in airplane rooms, so they were around me all the time, constantly, because I was doing a lot of building back then, in those days, and it takes time, and they were fun company to have when you're building. Anyway, I'm about to pull in, Nick. I'm going to eat some lunch and get set up for the 2 o'clock NASCAR race. Wish you best of luck with your hawk trapping adventure, and talk to you later, W4DJW.
Yeah, it was great talking to you. I appreciate your time this morning, and look forward to talking to you again in the future. Like I said, we'll set something up. I can tell you that the field meet this year will be in Clemson, and it's on January 5th, 6th, and 7th. So I don't know if you could plan to make that. That'd probably be a pretty good time.
January 6th and 7th. I'll put it on the calendar.
Okay. Well, this is KQ4QHV 73. Is that clear?